Get a second stickle over here. You see, yeah, you have a second stickle.
Vayiga Shail of Yehuda.
Yeah. Vayiga Shail of Yehido. Hine Zea Koyach. Nusan Hashem Bizburach Vashavet Yehida Shainim Yayish Atzmo Eloilom. Avki Yiresh Yavar Ulov Ma. Over here, the Mai Shaloyach says a Givaldik Yisoid. A very stark Yisoid, this piece. And he says like this. He says that the koyach of Shevet Yehuda, that we're Be'etzem Mesiachis after Shevet Yehuda, we're called Yehudim, we're called on the name of Shevet Yehuda. The koyach of Shevet Yehuda is She'eino miyayish atzmo la'olam, he's not miyayish himself. Af ki yirish yaver olav ma. Whatever happens to him, no matter what, the Eibishter gave a gewaltige koyach to Shevet Yehuda, that he holds a gewaltige tkifis, gewaltige starkheit. First tickle speaks about it also. Over here, he speaks about more about Shevet Yehuda. Hine, Pasha Kodemes, Omar, Hinenu Avodim Adoini. Yehuda, at the end of Pasha's Mikates, says, Hinenu Avodim Adoini. We're Avodim to Yosef. Vahinirish Hizchel Yayish Atzmoi. It seemed like he's being miyayish. Or he nechshav ba'ein of kishgiyah. Ma'ash eschai v'sa'at z'mili oviv b'shtei yolom o'yisal b'nyomim. He made a mistake. He shouldn't have accepted achrayis, responsibility. He shouldn't have accepted arvus. His father Yankiv b'shtei yolom o'yis in both worlds of b'nyomim. Because you see, he can't deliver. In the previous piece, he says, Mor Yivomis, he brings down harchik min arvus. Person is supposed to distance himself from Arvus, especially if you're not sure if you could fulfill your responsibility or eschayvus. Don't be makabel upon yourself something you don't know if you could fulfill it. And he believed that he made a mistake. Okay, that's it. We're finished. We're avodim. There's no hope anymore. End of last week's parasha. That was the end of Miketz. All of a sudden, by Yigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda began to speak again to Yosef. He was mechazik himself. Even though I did Shaloi Kohagin, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I was mekabel arvus. Not what I was supposed to do. able to help me. Says the Eibishter is yichoydes to help us, even if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Imkol said, Rebbe Yishloim can still help him. That was this koyach. Mamish, just a second.
How come when we talk, it doesn't turn blue?
Turns blue by them, probably.
Yeah,
Zeva Yigashel the Yehuda, that's the Pshat Vayigashel the Yehuda. Elof. What does it mean, Elof? Vayigash Yehuda. He's standing in front of Yosef the whole time. What's the Elof? Elof Ainu b'mamaki libush al Yosef. He spoke to Elof, to the Pnimius, to Mamaki Alev of Yosef, Acha Yemuchich Lizvadalehem. He had no choice. The Yochad Yosef, the Isapik, he couldn't hold himself back. He had to be Mizvada. He had to be Megala himself to his brothers. The Hainu Azoi, the Meshloich is Mesiachas of Yitzhak Shaila. In the previous piece, also he speaks about the Shaila. But Yigash Shaila of Yehuda, L'choire, Yehuda wasn't moist of anything on what was known before. All he's doing is repeating what happened. So what's he trying to say? He says, you should know, you're the one that asked us if we have brothers, our father, and everything. The whole Mishtalshlus Advarim, he repeats over exactly what happened. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to say right now? What's Yehuda trying to say more than what was known to Yosef and to Yehuda and to everyone else in the room before? That's the shayla that the Mefarshim ask. And the answer that the Meshaloyach gives is very poshut, he says. He says that Yehuda is not trying to be mechadish anything in Metzias. Yeah, everyone knows exactly what happened. But the word is, Yehuda is trying to bring out a gewaltige tkifis, a gewaltige starkheit. Okay, maskin, enochanami, I didn't do what's right. I'm a couple upon myself, Arvis. I did the wrong thing. Asisi shaloike hoigin. Abdus to wissen, Yosef, whatever he's talking to the Mishnah Lamelech, you should know Mishnah Lamelech, let me tell you something. My name is Yehuda, and I have a gewaltige koyach for the Rebbein Shaloylam. Doesn't make a difference what happens to me. Listen here. I have a gewaltige koyach. I'm not miyayish myself. The Rebbein Shaloylam can help me even in this matziv that I am right now. Doesn't make a difference. And he's brought out the gewaltige koyach of Yehuda. The gewaltige koyach of not being miyayish himself to such an extent that Yosef couldn't hold himself back anymore. He couldn't hold himself back. And this Be'etzim goes into Gevaldige Oymek and what the Vikuach between Yosef and Yehuda is. The Messiah speaks about Barichas. Not really mamish. You know, I can't really be marked the whole thing right now, but just, you know, the Rashi Aperik. Yehuda is the symbol of Klal Yisrael and Golus. That's Yehuda. That Yidden and Golus are called Yehudim. They're called Yidden Al-Shem Shevet Yehuda. And we're Mamen B'Munish Leiman B'Bias HaMashiach Mashiach Ben Yehuda Mashiach Ben David. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael alive. That's what keeps the Yidden throughout Golus. And that Koyach is a Koyach that we're not Miyayish ourselves L'Olam Af Kiyidish Yavar L'Mar. Doesn't make a difference what sorrows Yidden have in Golus. There's a Koyach that Shevet Yehuda has, but there's no Yish whatsoever. The koyach of Yosef HaTzadik was slightly different. The koyach of Yosef HaTzadik was a koyach that sometimes you have to go with a gewaltige tkifis. If it doesn't work, if you see that things are not going properly, that's a simmer something's wrong with you. Something's wrong. Yosef held himself with the fullest starkheit, even in Golus, right? Yosef HaTzadik, who Yosef Oymed B'Tzidkoy, the soul of Yosef that he was be based of, he's the same Yosef that was in Mitzrayim. He was Oymed Benis Yonis. He was Oymed in all the Yonis, and he remained Yosef HaTzadik. But the problem is that this Yosef HaTzadik doesn't have a key in Golus, because not every Yid is going to be able to hold himself as a shtark like Yosef. And the male of a Yid is not going to hold himself as a shtark like Yosef. He doesn't have the koich of Yosef HaTzadik. So to a certain extent, Yosef gave Yidin gewisse koiches to be able to hold on to Starkheit and Golus also. But we need Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda gives the Klal Yisrael a koyach that even when a Yid falls in Madregis and in Golus, he's faced with certain matzovim that the Yosef HaTzadik would have never been faced with. Im Kol Zed is a massive that he's not Miyayish himself. That's where Yehuda forced Yosef to be Megal himself. He forced Yosef to be Megal himself. We find this Nekuda to a certain extent in next week's parasha, where Yosef had a vikuach with Yankiv, who should be benched with the right hand. Yankiv had gehalten the Menashe and Ephraim, and Yosef said, no, Menashe is older. What was the vikuach over there? The vikuach over there was like this. Menashe symbolizes kinashan yalekim eskol amoli. It symbolizes a koyach of starkheit, of geula, of holding yourself strong. Mashek in Ephraim is kifran alikim eretz ongi. It symbolizes Yidden and Golus, that they have what to hold on to. That's Ephraim. Yosef HaTzadik, he held on, he was a koyach, he was Oymed B'Nisoyin, and he held Menashe's deikir. A Yid has to hold on with the gewaltige starkheit, and that's what you have to do. So if you're going to go with that mahalich, no Yid is going to have a key whatsoever. Yid in Golus, it's macht chayid falt. I falt up to avet nichshal na givin sezach. In the first tikkun, he speaks about it also, that certain avedis in Kedusha, that l'choyde, even in Chazal, it's written that a Yid has no takonu whatsoever. A Yid is nichshal chas v'sholim in shrek l'chazachim. There's no takonu whatsoever. There's no tshuva. You can't even do tshuva because you're poigim in Kedusha. And the Kedusha for the Yid Look, the Meir Shloich in the first stick will be saying, if you take a look at it, Meir Shloich says that Anochanami, you're right. But after the Aveira, there's a Koyach of Yehuda that Ein Dova Oimit Bifnei HaTshuva. It says, afterwards, Lo Yisiyai Shatzmoi, because Chas B'Sholom, there's never going to be a Matzav that a Yid can't have at HaKomet. And that's the Koyach of Yehuda. Yosef is a Tzadik, Yosef is Oimit B'Nisoyin, he wasn't Poygen B'Kedushasoi, but Yehuda, L'choyde, to a certain extent, was Nichshal, the Pasha from the Pasha of Yosef. To a certain extent, Bechayi Yehuda fell in the midas Hakedusha. He was poigim in Kedusha lechayre. The feet of pastors of the Pesukim. Rabbi Yehuda was mezgabe. Tzadka mimeni. I'm doing tshuva. He was mezgabe. He was a miyayish himself. That's the kirch of Shevet Yehuda. Yaakov Avinu said, Ephraim, Ochav Hakot Yigdal mimenu. If a Yid is not going to have the kirch of Ephraim, ki Ephraim yalekim beretz omyi, there won't be a key in Beklal Yisrael. You can't, not everyone can be a Yosef HaTzadik. You need the Koich of Shevet Yehuda also. And Yehuda stood up to Yosef and he said, listen, I'm speaking to Elov, but Mamaki Liboy, if you're going to keep on going with Yosef, there's a matzav that Yid won't be able to have a key in Mechlal. And he spoke with such a koyach, with such a tekifis, with such a starkeit, until even Yosef couldn't hold back and he was Megal himself and Yehuda was Mezgabe. And that's the koyach of Yosef, b'malachim, the pasuk over there, that the malachim are fighting around over there, they fought around, but the ma'aseh Yehuda was mezgabe, and Yehuda had gewissen that the koyach of Yosef is taki enechanami, a gewaltige koyach of the golos, v'amich kulam tzadikim, and a yid af, for that koyach to be oimid b'nesioinus, and that koyach comes from Yosef tzadik, or b'im koze, a yid avissen, that if he's not oimid b'nesioin, and there's nichshol chas v'sholim, there's alamol dot. There's always a koyach for tshuve. There's always a koyach from einu meyayish atzmai leolam af kiyira sheyaver olav ma. And that's the koyach of Yosef of Yehuda over here in this psukim. His mom he says ki kol psukim alolu em tayne neged Hashem yizborach. All these psukim are tayne neged Eibishter. That's what we said. There is oim mit kegged rebayish leolam. Rebayish leolam. You're throwing at me a Yosef, you're throwing at me a Gewaldig, a Koyach, name. I'm asking to that. A Yid needs a Koyach from Yehuda, a Yid needs a Koyach, he's not Miyash himself. Look, Tazoy, and he's Mamshach Vaita. The new Meir Shalech, the dot has to be over here. This is the end of one Inyan. It begins like this, but Yehuda Yosef, he says, Sh'oim lufnei melech goy, umzbekei achimoy. Yehuda gehalten, that he's a he's mezvakeach with a goy. He thought that it's a goy. Mishnah Lamelech of Mitzrayim is a goy. Because he sholach lem Hashem v'dbarach Yeshua. Oz rosh v'gam l'mafreya lehoyu b'sakonis. After the Eibishter gave the Yeshua, and Yosef was megala himself, and he said, Ani Yosef achichem. So then they saw l'mafreya, there was never a matzav of sakonis. Why? Ki be'emesayim mezvakechim machiem. All along it was the brother Yosef. He says of a gewaltig yisoid. He says another shlav. He says that this is a gewaltig gilui in all the nisyonis that a person has, in all the mechsholas that a person has. That lechoris vaytzachol isayin ruchnius isayin gashmius. And lechoris vaytzachol that a person is nichshal and a person falls and there's a matzav for sakana. Doctor, no, just like over there with Yehuda with the Yosef. Yehuda the shvatim believed they're in the worst matzav possible. They come to Mitzrayim, and they're accused as being Meragler. And then Shimon was put into jail, and then Binyamin was taken, and then all the Shvatim were going to become Avodim. And they thought Mamish is the worst matzav whatsoever possible. L'maisa, after Yosef was Megal himself, he said, Ani Yosef Achichem, all of a sudden, there was Mizgal, I'm afraid, there was never a matzav of Sakana. Why? Because it was Yosef all along, it was their brother all along. The Eibishter is going to be Mashiach Klal Yisrael with the Geula. Oz Yaralom Hashem, the Eibishter advises for the Yidden, Ki lo yehoyinu begoldus meyoylam. We're never in goldus. No Moshe l'olein shum umer. No umer was Moshe on the Yidden, Rak Hashem levadoi. The Eibishter was all the Rebbeinu shel Olam. It looked like this umer, it looked like Spain, it looked like Germany, it looked like this. But it was the Maisa, the Rebbeinu shel Olam himself, the Chmoy de Ve'atzmoy. The appearance of the Pesuk does the shot in the Pesuk. Koid mat the ein resha. This by nantam the koimoy veinenu. Heino zok the koid mat is batl resha. It's coming noch a bissel. Another few days. And Mashiach is going to come. Is batl resha. The resha will become this battle. Right? Kisavi mebshel zodoin min ha'oretz. There won't be any resha in the world anymore. This by nantam heino bebinas ha'leiv. You're going to be misboinei. You're going to want to understand if you want to look into deep into what happened and what transpired. You're going to see there was never a koyach mamshala upon yourself. This shtick lemaisa in the chedik beis, he speaks about it also. If you have a chedik beis in front of you,
we have one.
So just as one small shtick over there, the imam she explains it. Imam is just nekuda. You know, since it's I'll say it Baal Peh for those who don't have it.
But he says like also this. In Vayigash?
Also Vayigash, second piece of Vayigash. Mm-hmm. He says the Rebbe Chazal used to say over this piece a lot. Chedik Beis, by the Yotzei from Meshulach, he used to say it over. B'zem lamud yisonu Hashem Yisbarach shabal Yisiyah Yishun Modol. No one should be miyayish himself, even if it seems like Yeshua is far away from him. And it looks like every day, one day is worse than the next. He thinks, who knows what's going on over here? It's getting worse and worse. The person should be mechazik himself. Understand what the shvatim were suffering. They were accused as being miraglim, as being spies. They went to buy food, and what happened? They were accused of being miraglim. And afterwards it got even worse. Shimon was put into jail. And afterwards it got even worse. They found the gavia, the becher, was found in Binyamin's satchel. The Yaman also was taken as an Evet. The Nidim Alam ki ain't lam shum tikva the Yibasha, there's no tikva, there's no hope whatsoever. It's di golem as adin, ba'omrum hinenu la'vodum adoini, that was the end of Mikates. Ba'achri chayin kashri gi eise Yeshua, when the time came and Yosef couldn't hold himself back anymore, oma Yosef ani Yosef achicha. So to me'esh lo'echa mori digizach, is v'lenas shum ma'ise, shi yichilik ben rega shakoydim is galus al-yachov u ben rega shachakein. Nothing changed. Physically, nothing changed. The person would look from the side, and he doesn't understand the word that's going on over here. He sees the same picture in front of him. Yosef is sitting on the Kisei HaMalchus, the Shvatim are in front of him, and the same situation, nothing changed. So what happened? Right? All that happened is that Yosef said three words, Ani Yosef Achichem. It's like you take your glasses, you have a special spray, you spray up your glasses, and you wash it, and you clean it, and it's a whole new world. The Nayevelt. What's the Nayevelt? It was Nizgala that all along it was Yosef, it was no one else. Yosef was the one that was sitting in front of them. Yigam koidim ha-Yeshua, yinitiv neged paneim kol ha-Yeshua. Shekseiv bov t'chiv ruach yankiv aviyem. Zehachayim hoy neged paneim, this chayim was always there. Ve'akoidim ha-Yeshua yigishu b'zeh. It's like someone that's in a dark room and there's no light whatsoever and he begins to get hungry and he's hungry, he doesn't have what to eat. And he needs food, and he doesn't know where the door is. He can't get out of the room. It's dark. He doesn't know what to do over here. And he needs water. He needs to drink. He's thirsty. All of a sudden, what happens? A little bit of light enters the room, and that little bit of light shows him there's a table full of food there, right in there. It was there in front of your eyes the whole time. You just didn't see it. You didn't see it because you didn't have light. When Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be like a light shines upon the world. And all of a sudden you can see the whole world in a different light. Everything that Eden suffered wasn't really suffering. It says, let's hope. When the time is going to come, the Abishad is going to be Megal upon us, the Kvod Malchusai, and to be Merachim on the Eden. All the Eden are going to see that the Yeshua is always Neged Paneinu. Rach Mitzidenu Nista Zoyis. We didn't see it. We were in the dark. The Eibishter never abandoned them. The Eibishter was always with the Eden. But then we don't see it. We're in a matzav of a hestaponim. Hestaponim means that the Eibush the covers his ponim. Doesn't mean that the ponim is not there. The Eibush's face is there. It's just covered. Covered means that we can't see it, but it's there. That's a gewaldige sache. The Meish Loi has to stick over here in Chedek Halvos with Mechadish. That this is what happened. This is the Yisoid. This is the secret of the Koyach of Shevet Yehuda. The Koyach of Shevet Yehuda is, I mentioned, is not Miyayish himself Bechlal. She'enoi Miyayish Atzmin Oilom. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is there all along. The Eibush is there behind it. And when Yizoyche, and sometimes the person Zoyche in his lifetime, that all of a sudden a light shines and he sees something that he didn't understand beforehand, and he sees it all along, the Yeshua was there, he just never realized it. It was in front of him all the time. It was a gewaldige stickle from the Meir Shulech, a gewaldige Yisoyt. If you have a gelegenheit to learn the first stickle, it also gives a gewaldige Ashlomo. It complements second piece, but also with this piece also.